Hi, friends. We're starting this episode off with a shot because we have a lot to celebrate, a lot of things to be happy about. And I'm going to basically run you through. Why am I holding it like it's my most prized possession? I'm going to run you through what the fuck's happened this week because my entire reality has just broken in the best way possible. And I'm going to literally like relive the week with you and tell you all the fucking shit that's happened and then get vulnerable like I always do and like tell you some other shit. But I have to get ready to go out because I'm going to go celebrate. And also I have to go out because it's my cousin's birthday. So we have a lot of things to cheers about. So we're going to take a shot. Like we got the pregame, but I have to film a podcast because it's Saturday night. So I'm a little late this week because everything that's been happening, I've been so busy. So many good things. I don't have a chaser. It's just water. So we're going to have to chase with a fucking prayer, I guess. Come on, God, help. Okay, cheers to everything I'm about to tell you about. I feel so fucking skinny. Okay, let's jump into this. So my whole life, I've always felt like my life has been a gaslight. And what I mean by that is like, I always have felt like I make so many shifts internally and so much changes inside of me and I'm just waiting on my reality to catch up. And it's been the most frustrating experience of my fucking life. But after this week, I feel like my reality is 20 steps ahead and I'm trying to catch up. It's like one thing after another. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Pump the brakes, but don't. Like, it's so many good things. I'm like, I can't slow down. I can't stop. Like, nothing. I don't want anything that's happening to stop because it's so good. It's like a positive overwhelm. And I've never fucking felt that before. All I'm used to is disappointment. I don't know how to fucking deal with good shit happening and like so many good things going on that I'm so busy and like overwhelmed. But I have a very high tolerance of disappointment because that's what I'm fucking used to. But after this week, I've had to learn and like fix my relationship to good things happening to me. But basically my entire reality broke. And the person you see sitting in front of you or sitting on your screen, hey, or the person you're listening to is totally new. And for the first time, a lot has shifted in me, but also outside of me. And when I mean by like my entire reality broke, so many of my thought patterns, so many of my beliefs about life, my hopes, my dreams, all this bullshit that just sounds so nice. Girl, it can happen. It's very fucking real. And I'm as like normal as you can get. Like where you get me. It's like your little bestie telling you this shit. It's like you're watching all these good things happen to me. And I promise it can happen for you too. Like, I was the person that was watching people's YouTube talking about how they hit 1 million followers on social media because I hit 1 million on TikTok. Woo! I was the one that was always watching people's TikToks about like how they moved away from their hometown. I'm like, how did they figure it out? How did they make money? How did people grow on social media? And now I am the person that other people are watching because I did it. Like, when I ran away and moved to Houston, like, this was the best decision I ever made in my fucking life. Something was just telling me to do it. And I did, and I just listened, and I'm like, holy fuck. The things that line up when you pay attention to your intuition, no better feeling. But a lot of my beliefs were just broken this week. And the level of support that I feel from you guys is different. Like, it's so much more different. I knew you guys supported me, but I dropped my clothing, and it completely sold the fuck out in like 3.5 days. Like, sold out. Like, all of it. And I thought like maybe one or two things would sell out like after a month. No, bitch. Every single fucking thing. Gone. Poof. Out of stock. Huh? But let me rewind a little bit. I'm going to take you through the last 4 days. Because it hasn't even been a week. It's just been the last 4 days that have been like, whoa. Because I dropped everything on Wednesday. So let's go for day one of the launch. Everything that's happened. Because so many things have happened that are related to the launch and the clothing. And so many things are unrelated that are just like weird. The coincidences and the things that are just lining up all at once. Okay. So day one, dropped my merch. In the first 20 minutes, I got 200 orders. I literally was sitting here at my computer, like posting all of my posts online. Like I was trying to post on all my different social medias that it's live, post the links everywhere. And I was like watching the orders just keep going. And I literally was shaking. Like, I was literally like this. Like, I was just sitting here looking at my computer, like, bugging out. Like, I had my phone in my hand. I was trying to post my stories. I was trying to post on my social media. I was like, oh my God, it's dropped. Yay. And, like, I had to keep functioning even while I was like freaking the fuck out. Like I was literally shaking like a fucking little chihuahua. Not out of fear, but just out of so much overwhelm of like, what the fuck is happening? I was geeking out. Like I was like on a whole bunch of extracurriculars. I was on none. I was just high on life for the first time. So when I dropped this clothing, I truly didn't think that many people would buy it. I like figured like 500 things would sell like after a month. Girl, we got 200 orders in the first 20 minutes. And at the end of the day, the end of day one, there was 1,000 orders. And some orders had multiple items and shit. I was literally like, what the fuck is my life, dude? Like, this doesn't happen to me. I watched this happen to other people. But like the fact that it was happening to me, I couldn't wrap my mind around it. And something happened to me that revealed a lot about like myself. It's kind of my like emotional switch. Like I can turn my emotions off like a switch. I just turn them off and I get into fix it mode. It's like it comes from nursing, but also like my childhood and like having to handle certain shit. I have the ability to switch my emotions off and feel nothing and just be strategic and like cold and focused and do whatever needs to be done. Like a patient can be dying in front of me and all the emotions go off and I get into fix it mode and I will handle the situation at hand. Whenever I feel too strongly of any like fear, worry, anxiety, heartbreak, I switch off and I can't control it. It just switches off and my body gets too stimulated, like a trauma response. I don't fucking know. But my body just switches off and it gets ready to handle anything in front of it. I'm like fight or flight mode. I don't flight. I fight. I deal with the situation. So my body gets ready like that. And in the middle of the launch, this is the first time it's ever happened to me. I was so overwhelmed with so many emotions. Like I was on the verge of tears, but like also like freaking out, trying to post everything. And then all of a sudden it turned off and I like went out. Like I like checked out. And like it numbed out and that feeling came back of like, handle it. And I was like, whoa, because this is the first time I've ever switched off because I was so overwhelmed by positive feelings. And I was like, no, wait, come back, come back. Like never in my life have I ever been so overwhelmed by joy and happiness that I go numb, ever. It's always the bad emotions, like the fear, the worry, like the heartbreak, it all switches off for that. But my body switched off because I was so fucking happy. And usually what happens when my body switches off is whatever situation at hand I have to handle that's caused me to feel so freaked out, I'll handle it. And then like a week, a month later, all of a sudden, it's like that situation switches back on. And like I process everything I was feeling and I'll like have a fucking breakdown. And like it all comes back and I have to deal with it and face it. And I literally, when I went numb, I got so excited because I was like, when this shit switches back on, it's the first time I'm gonna be so overwhelmed with happiness and not fear and heartbreak and sadness. Like, I'm so excited for when that shit switches on and when I really truly realize the situation that I'm going through. Like, I'm so fucking excited for it. Y'all get it. Y'all fully fucking get it. But I just wanna say thank you. Like, holy fuck. Like, what y'all have just done for me, I'm like, what the hell? But I'm not even, like, 2 steps into all the good shit that's happened. Okay, we gotta keep going. So, day one, we hit 1,000 fucking orders. JWoww followed me. Bitch, on TikTok, the fucking JWoww. Jenny Farley followed me. And when I posted that I had, like, 200 sales in 20 minutes on my TikTok story, she fucking commented, congratulations. And then I get a notification of an order, and it's fucking JWoww. She literally ordered some of my fucking merch. And I lost my mind. Like, I don't fangirl over fucking nobody, but JWoww, come on. Anyone that's like big or famous, I don't fangirl over nobody. I don't give nobody that satisfaction of like, oh, you like fangirl over me. No, but JWoww, yeah, I will. And I was just so in a state of like, what the fuck? Like, little me grew up watching JWoww. Little me grew up watching Jersey Shore and loving that shit. And like the fact that someone that I used to watch and respect and look up to so much knows who I am, likes me, follows me, comments on all my fucking videos, and then ordered my fucking merch. What? Literally, I still don't know what the fuck to do with myself. I keep saying I don't know what to do with myself. I've said it 100 times the last couple of days, but I don't know what to do. Like, I literally didn't want to go to sleep on day one because I felt like I was in a dream. Like, all of my limiting beliefs, all of my self-doubt, any worry, any fear that I had, poof, was gone with everything that happened. And I was just like, whoa. I genuinely did not want the day to end. And I've never had a day like that in my life. I've always looked forward to the next day because I'm like, I get to just fucking like wash my hands with the day before and like go to the next day. It's a new start. But I didn't want the day to end. I didn't go to bed till like 5 a.m. because I was so excited. I was just like, what the fuck is my new reality? Like, what the fuck is my new life? Like, this little life I just stepped into. As soon as 2 o'clock hit and all my clothing launched, everything flipped. And like, the life that I stepped into was one that I really fucking like. And I'm like, holy shit, like, it's mine. Like, it's my life. I still don't know what to do with myself. Drink. I don't know. Let's take a shot. Cheers. I drink that a little too smooth. Oh my God, it's so bad. I look like an alcoholic. Okay, so day one, I finally went the fuck to bed. I was so goddamn tired. Like, my adrenaline had been going all day. And like, you know when you have like an adrenaline spike, you crash? I finally crashed. And I was up bright and early at 8 a.m. on 3 hours of fucking sleep because I was so excited to wake up and like experience the next day and like what the fuck was gonna happen. I wake up and the day goes on and orders keep coming in. And I was literally so fucking blown away because at the end of day two, I hit 1,600 orders. 1,600. Huh? My 500 I thought I was going to get? Please. Are you kidding? Universe laughing at me. But day two, I started like, my emotions started like picking back up and like I started like tapping back in and I was like, okay, like I was taking in the situation for what it was and I just had a great fucking day. And then more influencers that I follow started ordering my shit. And I was like, huh? Like, so many people that are like big. I forget that I'm big now. My God, I still think I'm just normal as fuck. I just have a couple numbers next to my usernames. You know what I mean? Like, we're normal. Fuck, I don't get it. I don't see myself as like an influencer. I don't claim that shit. It's embarrassing. But it is what I am at this point. So I literally was like blown away because orders just kept coming in all day. Like, I was literally like cooking and my phone would be going off. Like, I was taking a shit and my phone was going off. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just kept going and I was just like in fucking shock all day. It was like every time my phone went off, I was so happy. And I told y'all about the shit I went through with an ex of mine where I told y'all how I got harassed so bad. And for the last 2 years, every time my phone, that's why it's always on Do Not Disturb. Every time my phone goes off, it was like a panic or like a dread or like when your stomach drops, it's like what the fuck now? Like, anytime an unknown number texts me, my stomach drops. Still, I'm still dealing with shit from that because for like a year, every time my phone went off, it was more and more devastation. It was more and more harassment. It was more and more shit. So like, that's still something that I deal with. Is every time my phone goes off, I panic. That's why I always have it muted. I always have my phone muted. And I, like, if I'm doing anything, I have it on Do Not Disturb. Because there's been so many times where my phone will go off when I'm in the middle of something. Like, my stomach will drop and my heart will, like, skip a fucking beat for a second. I'm just like, God damn it. But I left my phone on loud. And this whole experience like repaired my relationship with my phone going off. Like, I was so excited every time my fucking phone went off. And I was just like, ah, yay, yay. Like, I can't describe it. Like, what y'all have done for me is so much more than you fucking realize. But day two was a lot of like influencers and people that I look up to and people that I didn't think would buy, bought. And I was just like, whoa. So we ended the day with 1,600 orders. And then day three is when shit got fucking wild. So, day three, I wake up, orders are still trickling in. It's like slow now. It's like slowed down. Orders are like coming in slowly and I'm like, I'm still getting them, but they're like slowing down. I'm like, okay, I'm finally taking in what's happened. I'm seeing the numbers and I'm just like, what the fuck? Then I get an email of a confirmation of a date to be a guest on Drew Afiolo's podcast. And if you don't know her, you should. You fucking should, bitch. But I had been talking to them about being on the podcast, and I didn't really think it was gonna like happen. And because Drew followed me, her boyfriend followed me. I fucking love them. I'm obsessed with them. She's followed me for like a few months now. But I reached out and was like, yo, I think we'd make a killer fucking podcast episode. And she reached back out and was like, yes, I'll have my team like schedule you. And then I never heard back for like a couple weeks. So I was like, oh, they forgot. And then I got the confirmation email and they said, pick between these two dates and then you're booked on the podcast. And I was like, huh? Like, what, bitch? What the fuck? I literally picked a date and they got back to me like in 3 minutes and were like, okay, you're booked, you're scheduled, here's the outline. And I was like, this is real. Like, it's happening. Like, I'm gonna be on that bitch's podcast. Oh my God. So day three, we get the fucking confirmation to go on Drew's podcast. What the hell? And I go and I have to go book a ticket. I have to go to LA so I can go be on this fucking podcast. So I'm like, shit, okay. So I start looking up tickets. I got to look up tickets and not be worried about the cost of it because the orders were coming in and I was like, Leo, you have money to spend now. You can invest back into your career without stressing. Like, go buy yourself a fucking ticket. And I got to enjoy the experience of being booked on a huge podcast like that and also enjoy the experience of booking the flight and not worrying. Like, I got like the most peaceful, smooth, like I got accepted, I bought the flight, and I'm like, holy shit. So that's another thing I want to say thank you for. Like when I just talked about in my last episode about money makes you happy, y'all just gave me the ability to like enjoy the fucking moment and the good things that are happening to me. Oh my, I can't put it into words, but I booked my flight. And I made it for like 5 or 6 days because I was like, I want to see some influencers when I'm there. I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of people that follow me back. I have a lot of like little like online friends. So I was like, let me go hang out with them. A lot of people are in LA. So that excitement was like bugging me the fuck out. I was like, what the hell's happening right now? You know what I mean? I was like, huh? So the flight is booked. I'm going to LA and I'm going on the goddamn podcast. But it doesn't stop there. So I posted a gym video on my TikTok because I post like little mic'd ups in the gym. And where I just like talk shit when I'm at the gym and it's so fucking fun and y'all love it. And they always like do pretty well. Like I get like around like a million views. And I posted one and I talked about my rainbow sleeve hoodie that I released in the video. And I was like, there's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of about being gay. And I want you to fucking tap into my confidence every time you wear this goddamn hoodie. And remember that. There's nothing to fucking be ashamed of. And I posted a TikTok and in just like a few hours, it got like 2 million fucking views. And so many people that were watched the video bought the rainbow sleeve hoodie that I released because I talked about it in the video. And orders like started coming in again because they had slowed down. And like they started picking back up. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I started gaining followers like crazy. I started getting sales like crazy. My fucking video blew to 2 fucking million. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I've never had a video hit like 2 million views in like 6 hours before. That was fucking nuts. Usually it takes a few days. But I just felt like everything was lining up. And like, I finally felt supported by like the universe, if that makes sense. Where I do something and then things keep happening to like help it. And I've never experienced that before. Like everything I've experienced is like, I feel prevented. I feel held back. I feel fucked with. You know what I mean? Like karmically and like universally fucked with. Ah. But I take it back because not this time. So by the end of day three, I hit 2,300 orders. 2,300 orders. I thought I was gonna get 500. 500 max in a month. In 3 fucking days, I got 2,300. Bro, I still can't believe this is happening. And like this happened. I still feel like someone's gonna pinch me and I'm gonna wake up from a dream. Like that's how my life feels right now. Oh my God, so we gotta go into day four. Because day four, bitch. So day three, I went out with my friends at night and like went to celebrate and just like hung out, drank. I woke up a little hungover and I was like, fuck. So I wake up on day four, which was today, to seeing that it sold the fuck out. And not just one thing, everything sold out. I thought I was going to sell out of like one or two things max after like a month. Bitch, by the fourth day, every single thing was sold out. Every single design, every single item sold out, gone, poof, vanished. I was celebrating because I got like 1,000 orders. And then you're just going to sell me out like that? Oh, I got to go drink again. I got to go celebrate again. So I'm literally trying to take that in. And then I check my phone. And I get on TikTok and I check my profile, and the video I posted yesterday of me at the gym talking about the rainbow hoodie blew the fuck up even more. And I hit 1 million fucking followers on TikTok. 1 million. I think I'm at like 1 million and like 15,000 right now. I've gained like 30K in the last 2 days. What? I thought I was so broken for so long. I thought I was so fucked up. I thought I was so unlovable. But 1 million fucking people like me enough to follow me. And thousands of people like me enough to buy the fucking merch I made. The only thing I can say for this entire past 4 days is it's the most healing fucking shit I've ever experienced. Like, y'all healed so much for me. And I can't put it into words. I wish I could just like get a syringe and pull this feeling out of me so I could inject it into you so you could just feel it. I can't fucking describe it. But I literally, you can't buy it. I've tried to buy everything you could buy. Anything money could buy, I've tried to buy it. Nothing makes you feel like this. And I like literally am in debt to you guys for the rest of my fucking life. I don't care if I don't feel like this forever. I don't care if it wears off in 2 days. The fact that I just got to feel like this, there's no words. There's no words. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to fucking say thank you from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of little Leo's heart, because you healed the fuck out of him. And I feel it. So it does not stop there. I told y'all I was overwhelmed. Next, guess who fucking follows me on TikTok? Wild guess. Kehlani. The artist, the singer. On some nights like this, I just wanna text you away. That one. I fucking scream that song, Nights Like This by Kehlani. Every time with my friend Kat, we've literally been shitty booty ass drunk, walking out of the bar, and we're just on the street fucking singing our little hearts out. I sound like a fucking whale. I can't sing. I sound fucked up, but I be singing that shit. And like, and literally one of my favorite memories is at Okeechobee Music Festival. We're walking back to the tent to go to bed. I slept in the car. But we're walking back to the tents. And me and Kat just get to fucking singing this song again. And we just like belted it like the whole way back. And like, bro, Kehlani followed me on TikTok. What the literal? Me? Like, I don't fangirl over nobody, I told you, but like, there's a couple few people I will fangirl over. And she's one of them. And Lana Del Rey. I'm a faggot. I'm such a fucking faggot. But like I said, it doesn't stop there. So I posted a TikTok about me being in LA to my friends only. So on TikTok, only the people that I follow back can see that video. And I talked about being in LA. And three other people asked me to be on their podcast while I'm in LA. So when I originally was going to LA for Drew's podcast, now I'm going to be on 4 podcasts total as a guest. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Fucking what the fuck? And so many people want to hang out with me, like other influencers like want to hang out with me. Don't worry, I'm going to get all the tea on everybody. I'm going to hang out with each one and fucking find out who's who, who's what, who's cool, who's not. And I'll tell you. That'll be our little secret. But that was the final kicker of the fucking day. Like, this is today. Like, this is still today. This is day 4. I'm like, so in shock. Still. How can you not be all this shit happening? Oh my God. I'm just so used to things like going wrong. I'm able to handle that. But I don't have like the skills really to handle things going right. I don't fucking know how to do that. I've never had to deal with so many things going right. I don't know how to handle it. But this experience really made a lot of things clear for me about why I had so many bad things happen in the past and why I couldn't manifest certain shit for so long. Manifest. Right. You know how I feel about that shit. I wasn't able to handle it. I wasn't a match to it. Who I was would not have been able to handle the opportunities that are now in front of me. Who I was not good enough for this shit. Couldn't have handled it. Wasn't ready for it. Like, everything that's happened shaped me into someone who could handle it. So now it's manifesting. So I just want y'all to know, like, if you're trying to achieve something or accomplish something, from my new perspective of being on the other side, you're not fucking ready for it and you're not a match to it. You're being made a match to it. So if shit just seems like it's going fucking wrong, it's not. Because everything that's happened for me in my past has prepared me for what I'm going through now and like what I'm facing now, like all the opportunities and all the good. Like, I went through all the bad. And sometimes you learn through contrast. You experience the bad. You experience the unwanted. So that you're aware of what you do want and you're capable of handling it because you've been through all the bad shit. And everything that I've tried in the past, all the things that have failed, I looked at them like such big failures and I was so fucking heartbroken and discouraged. And I figured this would just be another one. And it was the exact opposite. But now I can look back and see how all of my failures in the past were just orchestrating something so much bigger. Like, this is bigger than I ever fucking tried to manifest or like believe or dream. Like, this shit is bigger than all the other things that I tried. I didn't even realize it. Like, I genuinely didn't even fucking know at the time. But nothing that I tried before failed or went wrong. It was a stepping stone and part of the orchestration to get me to the experience I'm having now, which I couldn't have fucking asked for if you told me it exists. I didn't know shit like this was fucking possible, dude. But I just want to give you that. If you're going through shit right now, you're meant to be going through it and nothing is going wrong. What's happening is meant to be happening because it is happening and you know that. And I swear to God, come back to this video whenever you're fucking going through shit and you're just discouraged. Keep going. Keep recommitting. It's all happening for you. And I was so resistant to believing that before, but now I fucking believe it. Because I see how everything I tried before lined up and taught me the skills and taught me how to handle things and like rise to the occasion. Because old me couldn't have handled none of this shit. So many things have gone wrong with dropping this clothing. So much headache, so much frustration, so much shit that old me wouldn't have been able to handle because I wasn't disciplined back then. I wasn't able to handle the situation that I'm having now, and I'm handling it and I'm doing fine. It is stressful, sure, but I'm capable and I'm willing and I'm able to handle it because of what I've gone through. If I never went through it, I would have gotten to this place and it would have fucking bombed. Just remember me saying these words. What's happening is happening for you. You are being lined up for something bigger. I swear to fucking God, as someone who's been through the worst shit you can imagine and failed more times than you can fucking think, it's happening for you. I just wish I could look back on like me a year ago, me a month ago, and be like, dude, it's okay. Like, I know you're going through fucking hell, but I promise it's coming. Like, what you want is coming. What you want is coming times 10. Like, just hold on. Keep going. Just keep fucking going. Like that fucking fish, Dory. Is that her fucking name? Just keep swimming. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep swimming. I don't really know what this episode was. I wanted to share what the fuck I was going through and then say a big fat ass thank you. Like a big fat wet thank you. Because you have no fucking idea what y'all have just done for me. I don't even think I can fathom it yet. My level of gratitude right now is beyond my own comprehension. My reality is beyond my comprehension right now. And I don't know, bitch. I'm just so like, what the fuck? I'm just so overwhelmed with so much positive. And it's all because of you guys. And I would fucking suck all of you off if I could. Maybe not. Maybe just like a handy or something. But my final thought is, I just want to tell every single one of you, everything is going to be okay. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how fucking dark it gets. Do not stop. It's gonna be okay. I promise you're gonna be fine. It's gonna work out. Just keep moving. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. If you get into a very dark spot, if you stop, you will stay there. If you keep going, you will get through it. from someone who's been in the darkest fucking places you can imagine. Keep your depressed, tired, hopeless ass walking. There will be things that make you hopeful, and there will be things that line up, I promise. Just remember me saying, do not stop. Do not stop in a place of fucking darkness. Keep going. And I'm going to end the podcast on that. I seriously love you all so fucking much. You'll need to turn off airplane mode. What? Did y'all just hear fucking Siri talking to me? My ghost, don't fuck with my shit. I've told y'all before. You're welcome to stay in my apartment. You're welcome to hang out with me as long as you don't move shit. As long as you don't fuck with shit, as long as you don't break shit, and as long as I don't see you. Because y'all know that scares me. Do not let me see you. Okay? Behave. Get whatever you want from the fridge. You can eat. It's fine. I have a relationship with my ghosts in my house. I'm nice to them. I like a little company. But I have boundaries with them. I don't want to fucking see them. Don't let me see you as a ghost. Like, I have one fucking, like, what's it called? Como se dice, like, agreement? Don't let me fucking see you. I'm making you scared. Don't move my shit. Don't lose my shit. If you want to do a little laundry, move it. I don't care. But like, don't move my shit. Because I've had ghosts fucking do that in the past. If you don't believe in ghosts, sorry. They're fun. But enough of me and my little paranormal shit. Okay, whatever. I love you fucking guys. To the end of time. And there is no time. So, forever. Thank you for all that you've given me. And thank you for healing little Leo. Because what seems little to you guys is bigger than you can imagine for me. So, thank you. I'm going to go drink and go wallow in my happy feelings and go out for my cousin's birthday. But please take care of yourself. Everybody be safe. Keep fucking moving. You got this shit. Everything's happening for you. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.